I'm Walt Lindelow with another look at what's going on in our community. As part of our regular Tuesday Superintendent Series, we sat down with Superintendent Brian DeAugustine from the Nice Community Schools earlier today for an update on what's happening in the Nice Community Schools.
We received a $100,000 grant from the Marquette County Community Fund, and we'll put that towards some auditorium renovations in the future. It's going to be pretty exciting, I think, to take a look at that space and see how we can beautify it a bit. It's still got a lot of 1974 decor from when it was first built, so it certainly doesn't owe us anything. But
yeah, that's not considered, you know, hip vintage at this time.
Right? No, it's served its purpose. So we'll make some upgrades in there, and it should make that little theater much more beautiful.
I know that you're doing other things at the schools that are having to do with collaborations with Northern and some other things for the students that are moving forward. We've touched on those with you before, but what's the latest?
You know, yes, that's a great partnership for us, and we recently had some meetings and renewed our partnership with them so that we'll be offering math, English, and economics again next year for sure, both first semester and second semester, so our kids can walk right out of their high school classes into a room at Westwood High School and take their Northern Michigan University courses without ever stepping foot outside.
That's really an interesting development in terms of training for the kids. I mean, you get a pretty good head start on a college education by doing these.
Absolutely. You know, we've had 27 students this year, and last year too, it hovers right around there, the upper 20s, low 30s, and all of them have been successful earning college credit, and it's just a great advantage for the kids and for their parents, because we pay 100% of the tuition at Nice Community Schools, which is above and beyond the state mandate, but we feel it's a good investment in our kids and, you know, in the future of our school.
Other things that you have going on with Northern have to do with a few other programs. Tell us about that.
Yes, we have a very great relationship with them as well in our CTE programming, so our career and technical education. We have a articulated credit, it's called, so students can earn Northern credit through the Jacob Betty Center by being in classes that we offer, like construction trades and welding and things like that. And, you know, it just really helps them see what sort of future they want. And we'll be sending them over there next week to take a tour of the Jacob Betty Center, meet the director, meet the professors. The sophomore class, the kids that will be eligible to take those classes next year as juniors, that gives us a nice combination of career and tech ed, and then along with our pen and paper academic classes.
As part of our Tuesday morning superintendent series, superintendent of the Nice Community Schools, Brian DeAugustine with us this morning. We're talking about things happening out there and lots of other things going on. The students are out doing some things, some national events and activities, and getting some recognition as well. Tell us what's happening.
Yes, absolutely. Our Business Professionals of America students, they're just getting back from Anaheim, California, where they competed in the national competition because they did so well at our state competition. So 11 students went out there with their advisors, Sabina Kasperson and Ronald Arsenault, and they just really represented us well. I haven't heard the national results yet, but we should know soon because that's wrapping up today, if I'm not mistaken.
Another program that was doing pretty well is speech forensics, all of that, things that I did a lot of in high school and ended up turning it into this fruitful career. But no, seriously, their kids are doing well in forensics.
Yeah, they really are. You know, our Westwood High School team placed 7th overall in the state. They were the highest ranking UP school. And one of the things that's amazing about that is when they go down to that state competition, a lot of those high schools focus primarily on the dramatic arts. That is the focus of their public school academy. So our kids are going down there who have all these other things going on, go to a traditional high school, and they really made a good showing for us. And it was a great great experience for them.
That's fantastic to hear. Also, I know on the sports side of things, you've got some students that have gotten to move on a little bit at U of M and getting some recognition. Tell us about that.
Yeah, absolutely. We have three young men who, you know, went down to U of M because of their academic prowess, and they started working with the football team and have gotten some recognition from Coach Harbaugh. So Tanner Trescott, Francois Montbrun, and Nick Benda have all appeared in tweets from Coach Harbaugh lately. Tanner does a lot of sports training work with the team, and then Francois and Nick are both players on the University of Michigan football team, and you know, hadn't been recruited or you know, they're not scholarship athletes. They went down there because of their brains, but they worked really hard and they earned themselves a spot on the University of Michigan football team, and that makes us pretty proud. Those are three great young men.
That's good to hear. Also, you've got projects that are in the works for upgrading the schools. You know, you mentioned a little while ago you got a grant from the Community Foundation. You're going to use that for some gymnasium and other programs, but the sinking fund projects are moving forward. forward as well.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah, that auditorium through the Marquette County Community Fund, mm-hmm. you know, that'll be a future project. But right now we've got a big project going on outside to build 8 tennis courts and a tennis building that'll have restrooms and drinking fountains and things like that. So that'll be great for our community and be a nice part of our campus. And then we'll have interior renovations beginning once the students leave for the summer. And that'll entail, you know, replacing some ceiling tiles that have aged a bit, some new lighting, LED lights that'll help us save some money and brighten our hallways. And then some bathroom renovations. Our two most heavily used men's and women's bathrooms will be completely gutted down to the block and concrete floors and rebuilt and should be beautiful.
Always good to see upgrades that way with the facilities. As we wrap up with you, you mentioned, you know, when the students leave, when do things wrap up for the academic year?
Our last day is June 5th, which is a Friday. So that'll be the last day before summer break. And then we'll start preparing for the next school year.
Well, I know it's going to be a busy season for you throughout the entire summer. And we'll talk with you at least one more time here before we get into the summer season. But if people want to find out a little bit more about things going on, how can they get a hold of you?
You know, our most up-to-date information appears on our Facebook page. And that's Nice Community Schools, so they can Google that. We also, of course, have a website, and that's where a lot of archived information is kept. Mm-hmm. And then they can call us anytime at 485-1021.
That's the comments of Nice Community Schools Superintendent Brian DeAugustine. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.